Good morning, everyone. Rinpoche makes the wish that the prajna that arises from listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teaching will grow, and thereby that you will be able to benefit infinite numbers of sentient beings.
Tuzum zanje danje jomu ida jengor janje chanda sume padne lama tan sabje do drama me bala sanso jinjo sunjo jivane tera tamje do drava me barje suzum do so kanje toma vinda me je sanje nira nam sanje sanje ne ne mato to sren jingmi takpe lam tomba ཁྱི Kandan Rokin Damin Taji and Daton Natam. Zuba Sanjay Jose Patriba may belong our Simjin Nam Dantai, she's in our delay. Like it on Lutan Jinke, Tubum Dada Maykin. Rokin Jetaki Jetamba, Tamjiki, the Daki Chudon.
All as a dam. Rowan Namda Tadanya Besimjin Tamji to Tondo, Joba Sanjay Kompana Buji Dubersan. They each at the Tambichula to San Gon from December Jewanyam, Samba Sanchuncho to Tukji Bangunda Tan December.
Before listening to the teachings, please give rise to Supreme Bodhicitta, which is the intention to attain the level of Buddhahood so that through listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings, so that one can benefit infinite numbers of sentient beings.
Tene dagya gatam ba yang ta pa zo pa san ji jom din de je tene durza sim jin nam thar pa tang tham jin chen ba la la tang wa sa wi che do ka tang bo chung kor tang bo den ba ye chung kor par pan chen ni me pe chung kor thama lek pa nam pa se bi chung kor te
Our teacher, the Bhagavan, the perfect Buddha, in order to bring his disciples, the sentient beings, to be trained onto the path of liberation and omniscience, taught the three turnings of the wheel of Dharma. The first turning was that of the Four Noble Truths. The middle turning was that of being devoid of characteristics. And the final turning was that of making excellent distinctions.
Dene kang talam kang hebar sabatam bichu jirman ne chungkar sumba dehi nyingbo tembe dode nam je gondar thikpa chenpi jui laman le Jai Lama La Dorje Ne Dun Yueba Nang Ne Dorje Ne Yeba Khan Devari Hikpi Nyingbo Dorje Liyar.
So among all the stages of the different Dharma teachings, what we will be looking at this week is from the third turning of the Wheel of Dharma, that which explains the thought connected with the Buddha nature, the Tathagata Garbha. And the text is called, it has several names, the Ratnagotra Vibhanga. It's also called the Mahayana Anuttara Tantra Shastra. And it's translated into English as the Supreme Continuum, and the Holmes translation calls it the Changeless Nature. And here I'll just say the Ju Lama, which is the Tibetan title because it's much easier. So you can learn a little Tibetan. Ju is like continuum, and Lama means supreme. And this text then is divided into seven parts that are called Vajra points. And the fourth point is called that of the element, which is another name for the Tathagata Garbha, or the Buddha nature.
Tene devar shikpa nyingpo ta shepa la jumsin som je jumsin somam tinsik som jin dor tenpa nambar yapa chui jepar shepa teme jepso pe goye goye tenpa re.
So this point, or this chapter in the text, explains the Buddha nature through three major sections. One is giving three reasons concerning the Buddha nature. The other is 10 presentations that describe what it is. And then 9 examples that illustrate how it is free of stains.
Dele da jumsin somje do tamban joksan kon thoser tan de yin yer me ser tan ryu sen na lujin kon ta da san je ni bo jin som ba.
So on the sheets that you have, and if there are not enough copies, we'll make more, sort of look on with your neighbor if there weren't enough. It describes the element, which is another name for the Buddha nature, as we saw, what is to be realized. And the first is a short explanation of the meaning. And it says, and this is where the three reasons come forth, the perfect Buddha Kaya pervades all. Suchness cannot be differentiated. All sentient beings have the potential. Thus, they always
have the Buddha nature.
One can put this then in the form of a reasoning, and the subject of that reasoning is sentient beings, those who have a body, those possessed of a body, which are the subject. And they have then the heart mind of the Buddha. Why? And then come the three lines of the verse, the first three lines. The perfect Buddha Kaya pervades all, the first reason. The second, suchness cannot be differentiated. And third, all sentient beings have this potential.
Simjin tamje la chepar mebar dehi nyingbo dope che de lujin kun songbar. Simjin tamje.
To look at the different parts of this now, the subject says all those with bodies, all those possessing bodies. So this all here is important. It means that all sentient beings are included. It doesn't mean that if you're good and you're included or have this Buddha nature, and if you are bad, you don't. All sentient beings, without making any distinction or any differentiation, have this Buddha nature. It is present within them.
Dehi nyingpo te, tangpo dehi nyingpo me la, tene dehi nyingpo pata ne sabdo sunga andrawo mayinpa. Korang, tu tato am juyendo sanje ji nyingpo jenyembar tenpar. Dehi nyingpo te sarzong ma.
Then, what the thesis that one is stating, that sentient beings always have the Buddha nature, the heart of the Buddha. To look at that a bit, here the always is very important. It means from something like from beginningless time. It doesn't mean that first there was no Buddha nature, and then along the way it was newly created. The Buddha nature has always been present. It is continuously there. It's not something that arose newly. The perfect Buddhakaya pervades all. The pervades is actually a gloss on the term from Jhongkon Khantro Lodo Taye. The term in the Tibetan is something like radiates out to all. And the term refers to something like the rays, the sun radiating light. And one of the meanings of it is that the power of this has become manifest, has been revealed. And so the Buddhakaya pervades or is present within all means that there are those for whom the Buddhakaya has become present, the Tathagatas, for whom the Buddhakaya has been awakened. And then there are also sentient beings who are in the process of making this Buddhakaya present. So in this way, it pervades all sentient beings.
Deyangatso kovanda dhudhisena, tene shenshen mambo ngayi san ye simba, tanda ye jimba, yimba sena maungpa laye jepan jugre, di sena ta sanje jinyinbo yabutare.
So in brief, previously there were numerous sentient beings who became enlightened. Presently, there are those who are in the process of becoming enlightened, and in the future, there will be more enlightened
beings.
If there were no sentient beings who had previously attained awakening or in Buddhahood, then one could not attain this level. There would be no hope for it. But numerous sentient beings have attained awakening. And so this is a reason. This is something that establishes the possibility of this.
The
second reason says suchness cannot be differentiated. That means that it cannot be divided out. And so the implications of this are that the Buddha nature, the Dharmata present within the Buddhas, and the Buddha nature, the Dharmata present within sentient beings, the essential nature of those is inseparable. So one says then within sentient beings there is the Buddha nature that is inseparably present.
Tene chukata te yin yin le chepa kariyo sinanta chukata yin da rikpa yin me palaya yin ri yin me jitokpa ngon to chorti dhamma pakchata cheva sepa kapso tene chukka ngon to chorpare te yin yin te chunyi tongyi turaji chaniya
What's the difference between the Dharmakaya and Buddha nature? Well, the Dharmakaya is understood as being the expanse and awareness inseparable. And when this realization of the inseparability of expanse and awareness becomes manifest, when all the stains along with their habitual patterns have dissolved, then the Dharmakaya is present. The Buddha nature is understood to be emptiness, free of any complexity or free of mental elaborations.
Dina yinri yinmi tang, sartong yinmi, riktong yinmi teso, tongja nelo gachani chepa yamari.
The expanse and awareness inseparable, radiant clarity and emptiness inseparable, awareness and emptiness inseparable. From the point of view of the true nature of the thing itself, there is no difference.
Dordana semji nam chukka ngondu sepati, yingri yingmi ji tokpa ngondu churpa. Satong yin mi ji topa ngon to churpa. Ritong yin mi ji topa ngon to churte. Tene churpa. Trama pakya ta jepa sepa re. Tenda wala chukka ngon to chur sikare.
In brief then, when the Dharmakaya becomes manifest or present within sentient beings, or when the inseparability of it means that, excuse me, when the Dharmakaya then becomes manifest or present in sentient beings, it means that they have realized the inseparability of expanse and awareness, or radiant clarity and emptiness, or awareness and emptiness. That this realization has become manifest, and that allows then the Dharmakaya to be manifest. And it means that, too, that the, you know, the stains along with the habitual patterns that create those stains or flaws have been exhausted. And when that happens, then, the Dharmakaya is manifest.
Drupza drupzi torna ta devu drupzor zangna song song pare. Te nenga chikpa ya pare.
Rangsim chukur tak chu na rin chikpa.
Rangsim chukur ta chue pe.
Ta chue pe.
Rangyin tuinyi drupzi. Tikpa chimpi lola rangdang yin ji tuinyi drup gugu duwa. Na drupza drupzi torna ta. Drupza drupzi len de song. Te senan devu drupzor zangna song song pare.
Drebu
Drupsar Zangboso. Kangung Nidon Samamabhutani.
From the song of Miller Rapids, the song of the definitive meaning sung in the Snowy Mountain Range, reflects this same meaning. One of the verses says, through determining that one's own mind is the Dharmakaya, one naturally accomplishes the benefit, the two benefits of self and other. Something to be accomplished and an accomplisher vanish. This is an excellent way of attaining the result.
Tisena ta chukate, tanjurje lola chukate trudale yagre. Jilama gomba yendong lola chukate truda sama imba ta ying the yemil yagre. Ying the trudare, the power is harder than ying the repa yemil yagre. Tisena malarepe, rasin chukor tachi the summer. Chukate retong yemil yagre.
According to the Prasangika view, the Dharmakaya is described as the freedom from fabrication or complexity. However, according to this text, to the Chulama and the Shentong view, the Prasangika view is usually considered to be the Rangtong view. So according to the Chulama text, it is not merely freedom from elaboration. It is also the inseparability of expanse and awareness. And here, when one says expanse then refers to this quality of being free of fabrication. And awareness then refers to the radiant clarity. So according to the Chulama then, the nature of the mind is the inseparability of expanse and awareness or freedom from elaboration and radiant clarity. And that's why there one has Milarepa sang his song of determining that the Dharmakaya is one's own mind.
Then it got you to the top, so Namdong, which you got some but that and that you got it. Namdong, ne logam, he logam, and yinte, then he retong yemi, besena, retong yemi, the chukali.
And that's also why a lot of the Kagyu sutras state that the essence, the essential nature of conceptualizing mind is the Dharmakaya. And sometimes instead of essential nature, they say the true nature or the fundamental nature. So this fundamental nature of the mind is awareness and emptiness inseparable, and that is a description of the Dharmakaya.
Tene depa sanje nam chuko ngon de sebare tendam chuko ngon de sebal tene tene durje ton do kunzo zog ju ka long ka tang turk wezen thobare long ka da turk te chuku tsare wezen thobana ten da bo sian na yang ya bu
the Buddhists in the past have revealed or manifested the Dharmakaya. And then on the basis of that, in order to benefit disciples, they manifested in apparent reality that the Dharmakaya is the ultimate reality. And then from that, they manifest into apparent reality the Sambhogakaya and the Nirmanakaya. And this is like the play of the Dharmakaya, these two rupakayas of the Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya. It's like radiating out luminosity.
Tene sanje nam tendan chuko ngon do churbe tobje churbe mönje semjinje zuku semjinje don sepe mönlam ta mönlam je tobje tene dirza le ta pa sajue sanje samba na na longu zungi na zoba ta ta pa ta ma da ba na zoba la
through the power of manifesting the ultimate Dharmakaya, then the two form kayas, the rupa kayas, benefit sentient beings. Through the power of their aspiration prayers, then, the Buddha manifests to those with pure karma, the Sambhogakaya, which appears like a reflection. And for those with impure kaya, impure karma, the various forms of the Nirmanakaya appear.
Dine chukale zukanyin thobate hir chunjin la nyame vajar po na jatung shagre. Jatung deyang melong tena tikpungoyin jatung dasa melong nang shagre. Then Rabu Chuku Sale Longusha, Longusha Le Truka Nasosha.
if one, there's a metaphor for describing how these form kayas arise from the Dharmakaya. And so, Rinpoche Dambu de Shiri.
Shoko de Hedonau, Pere.
Shogo.
Shirgong.
Yes, sir. So the Dharmakaya is like a crystal ball. And when the light strikes the crystal ball, there are various rainbows that appear. So those then it jatsun di longchuku dragorwala, then it sikpala shawa di chupeku.
Sikpala shawa di longupe.
Longku.
Sikpala shawa di jatsun melong na nishana. Melong na shawa di.
Melong na shawa
di.
So then the rainbows that appear from this crystal ball are reflected on the walls. They appear on the walls around and the light of the sun hits. So all of you, they have crystals hanging in your window, will know about that. And then if you hold up, so that appearance of the rainbows on the walls is the metaphor for the Sambhogakaya. So we have the crystal that's the Dharmakaya, the rainbows that appear in the wall that is the Sambhogakaya. And then if you hold up a mirror, and within that mirror are reflected the rainbows that are appearing on the walls, that then is the Nirmanakaya. So there are like three phases, the crystal ball that's the Dharmakaya, the rainbows on the wall, that's the Sambhogakaya, and the rainbows appearing within the mirror, that is the Nirmanakaya.
Then the yinyi, chunyi the yinyi la yeva mepati, kolo parpe gongpa ta jana yang yabu yore. Gongpa lorup jitsava shirable, kolo nyangin deba le chepar chungse yomai. Nyangin deba kolo le chepar chungse yomai sumare. Di chungse in the karre,
The next line says, suchness cannot be differentiated. It is indivisible, is another way of saying that. And to understand this, it's good to look at the teachings of the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma. And there is a verse from Nagarjuna, from the Mula Madhyamaka Karika, which says, between samsara and nirvana, there is not the least difference. Between nirvana and samsara, there is not the least difference. And why is it possible to say this? That's because the true nature of samsara and nirvana, the dharmata or the tathagata garbha, is indivisible.
The malam jipe dan jana malam do sanje dan simchi ni janawa, da dan ni janawa, sama dan matangpa nawa so ngarda nawa shana, ten ngarda nawa te bhakya katop je denpa tata nangshin. Namdok Demba re sam, Demba nyam yung chung na yang malamdo. Mune nansar chan re mahato, nelok la, nelok ngoma te, tinin gata tam che nyamba nyere, te to le la wo yevara. Te yendo, tinin konde, tantang korwa ta nyangin de pichu tam che, nelok kupa ta terba ngang tu nyamba nyere.
If one takes the example of a dream, and in the dream appears the Buddha and sentient beings, or enemies and friends, or something pure or impure, clean or unclean, all these seemingly contradictory appearances arise through the power of habitual patterns. And through that, one takes them to be true or real. And one's conceptualizing mind grasps on to them as true or real, and then one has the experience of them being as being so. However, if one looks at it from the point of view of the nature of the mind itself, actually, all of these seemingly contradictory phenomena are of an equal nature. So, samsara and nirvana have the nature of being free of complexity. So within that very nature then, they are of an equal nature.
Dini shirabje parade simba tonda japa le nyamba nyi songpare. Sungso te zog, dra, te, ro, rikza, ne loktang. Parade simba troke, ne loktang. Sanje che ne lokla che par mepa.
In the Vajraparamita Sutra, within 100,000 verses, well, this being of an equal nature is spoken of. Sometimes it's translated as equality. And it says that the objects of the sense faculties, so form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and tangible objects, these and the six paramitas and the Buddha. So the nature of all these three things, the objects, the paramitas, and the Buddha, there is no difference. They are non-dual. So if one looks at this lack of differentiation between samsara and nirvana, one can apply to other things. For example, for the dharmata of enemy and of a friend is indifferentiable. Suffering and the dharmata of suffering and bliss is indifferentiable. There's no difference between the two. And the same goes for the mental afflictions and primordial wisdom. So if one can come to this understanding, then on the basis of one's view, one's life will become spacious and relaxed.
And then
Well, you might ask, is it really true that there's no difference between mental afflictions and primordial wisdom? And it's true that the way they appear, there is a difference. But from the point of view of their true nature, there is no difference. And within the Song of Milarepas on the eight kinds of masteries, it's said, one of the masteries is, when one realizes that there is no difference between mental afflictions and primordial wisdoms, that then is as mastered as realization can be. So this is the highest kind of realization, the true mastery of realization, is seeing that there is no difference ultimately between mental afflictions and primordial wisdom.
Tegyendong
Chikki told me,
Chikki told me, Kangi, but then a kunji told me.
Then a kunji told me.
Chikki told me the Dudare. They get the Chutam Jet and they look Dudare. Tam Jet and they look Dudare in the Senna Dudale, Yeva, your mother, then Yabany.
No. Nagarjuna also spoke to this. He said, well, if you realize the emptiness of one phenomena, then you will see through that the emptiness of all phenomena. So the emptiness here is glossed as the freedom from complexity, freedom from fabrication. So within this freedom of from fabrication, then, there is no division, there is no distinction to be made. And since there is no distinction to be made, one says that they are of an equal nature. The true nature of suffering is emptiness, freedom from elaboration. The true nature of happiness or bliss is freedom from elaboration. So since the nature of bliss and suffering is this freedom from elaboration, from the point of view of their essential nature, there is no difference. There is no differentiation. It's not possible to separate them apart. In order to realize this nature of phenomena that is free of fabrication, one needs to look with the eye of prajna. It is the eye of prajna that looks to see, that realizes this. So it is the when one sees with the eye of prajna the true nature of one phenomena, that eye of prajna then can then see the true nature of all phenomena. And in a similar way, if one comes to see just one suffering as being the freedom from elaboration, then through this kind of reasoning, one can extend it then through to all phenomena. So one doesn't need to take each phenomena and look at it with this reasoning that analyzes for the ultimate.
Jeva samayang ne lok trupa da travare, te yendo malanje ne lok yang trupa da travare, pardo yang trupa da travare, kanga tene ne lok trupa da travala chikware.
If one looks at this very life with the eye of prajna, if one looks into the nature of this very life with the eye of prajna and analyzing, one can realize it to be to see this nature as the freedom from fabrication. And then using the same kind of reason, one can see that the nature of previous lives was that freedom from elaboration, and that the nature of future lives is also freedom from elaboration. And as well, the dreams are free from elaboration, the bardo is the freedom from elaboration, and so forth. So one can see that all these various phenomena are similar in being free from elaboration. Or you could say being the freedom from elaboration.
Jeva ngama sama tatava milam pado nam ke neluk la neluk yeva mepa yinte trupa tatrava ngangdo yeva mepsa.
The present in birth, the future birth and past birth dreams, the bardo and so forth, the nature of all of these is undifferentiated, and therefore within the depths of freedom from emptiness there is also no differentiation.
The Malarebe song Tangoya, the Kahe, the new Omekhecho, the Sokepechecho, Hirabjecho, Rendo, Gomzong Maresambayere, the new Gomzonga, Malarebe song, the Gomzonga Hirabitina Sombare, Dissena Malarebe song Tangore. Nihijevichet.
And here I have quoted Milarepa because you might think, well, all these Madhyamaka explanations, Nagarjuna and so forth, well, those kinds of explanations are just for scholastic types. And what about the realization that arises from meditation? So Milarepa's realization is that which arises from meditation, so I've brought this here as sort of a balance. So it's said that the true nature is undifferentiated, that there is no division within the Dharmata or the Tathagata Garbha. However, when one talks about how phenomena appear, then they appear distinctly. They are not mixed together. And this then is due to the arising of interdependent arising, or their appearing due to interdependent arising.
When melong la tepa kapsa donka suni khabare, tendre kina ware, dong tang melong ni, kena zungyi khagre zungyi te nandong yemi yina ya tene dongge yenten da chung te so yenten thamo tang chung thamo te so ya thong to gre te na yi tende je tende si ji tu tu gre tu tu te tong ni yina ya tene kun zo to chung da yenten tha ba ya landar zo ya yo gre.
If one takes the example of a mirror, one can see one's face in the mirror, and this is a result of dependent arising. The face and the mirror meet together, and there is a reflection, and this reflection is appearance and emptiness inseparable. And in this reflection, one can see the fine distinctions of all the faults in the face, and all the qualities as well, all the bumps and all the smooth parts. And like this is dependent arising, is also all phenomena that are interdependently arisen, are arisen independence on one another. And that arising independence is equivalent to emptiness. So all phenomena are empty, however, on the level of apparent reality, one can take up the fine, subtle qualities, and one can discard the fault. So one can still engage in this kind of practice.
Tene kaje jutu to jarwa go sang pe zin pe nyok pa tang wa tang
so
jutu zuni kharwa tang
so
chamun dolin hipa son
chamun dolin
Tramu, Jun Tramu Tang, Yun Ten Tramu, Jun Tramu Dor Hiba, Yun Ten Tramu Lang Hiba.
Tramu Dor.
Dorva. Tramu Dor Se Pama. Lin Se Jetang de Lang.
Tramu Dor.
Dolin Hiba Som. Tender Kalan Dongor in somewhere. Tender Kalan Dongor Wanda Wacha.
Tender
Kalan
Dong.
Dong Dong.
Dong Kwa Washi.
Dong Hakwa. Don't care.
The don't suit it.
Don't go. 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 Don't go.
Don't
go. Don't go. Namka tongbalan dongko. The tender city the carresson and Zimben Yopatan. Then Zen Kik, then Bari Hand and Nando Kik, Zeman Zibben Nando Kim, a young tender Jizuni Kayayer. Chotamala Zumni Kavan here. Chotamala Zumni Kana, then a young Zambo than Ambendolin Zayayer. Dong Zumni Kana. They end up Zimben Yopatan, Denzin Yopatan, the young. The change is only Shayayer. Tended the now Shayayer. Tended the now Shana, tended Tonga in a Paya, Tanaya, Mevachak Maravasana. Then a Tramon Dolin he go. Tramon Dolin he sedate Simjin and Neva Tramo in a pang. Pamba Tramo Dova. Geva neva dikwa thamo pang geva thamo dovya yere songar. Tendra wo hi na tendra khalan dongkori. Tendra ya wo hi pare songar. Tendra ngon do churpa. Tendra la rawang thomne tendra wo chak re songar.
The Kagyu Siddha Gotsamba in one of his Vajra songs said the following. The clarifying of the sediment of various kinds of apprehension. The arising as through causes and conditions as a reflection. And knowing very subtly what to take up and what to cast off. So then knowing these three things, that is a flourishing a lance in space, knowing well what interdependent arising is. So, in the first line, the being able to separate out or to clarify the sediment from one's grasping refers to the concept that takes things to be truly existent, the grasping onto things as solid and real, or grasping onto things through signs, a very subtle form of grasping. So these then have been destroyed or eliminated, and the metaphor for that is like the sediment in water has settled out and the water has, of one's mind has become pure. And what that happens then, the reflections that are the interdependent arisings that come from causes and conditions then can arise clearly in this pure water. And then, with this clear kind of seeing, one will know then what it is to be taken up and what is to be cast off in a very subtle way. Because one might think, well, these appearances, these interdependent appearances are empty, so, well, there's nothing to be taken up or nothing to be cast off. But that's not the case. There is this ability on a very subtle level to know what it is that should be taken up and what it is that should be discarded. And so when one knows, has these three kinds of knowledge, then in relation to interdependent arising, that is flourishing a lance in space, which is, there's no obstruction when a lance is spun around in space. When you circle a lance in space, there's no obstruction. So it means like an unobstructed understanding or realization of what interdependent arising is.
Sancho Semba, Papa Dampama Nam Tongba Ningo Sumto Toba Latine, Denbar and Zimba Yomare, Denbar and Zimba Yoba Tangare, Chuizu, Chona Yisumba, Yoba Tanga Yang, Denzinji Yoba Tanga Yang, Jujinji Zumi Haya Yore, Jujinji Zumi Hava La Tute, Dine Ta Tamindolin, Rakundolin. Mina yang tamindo lingyo gore. Sachu sanchu sambata sama sula yang ninang dang bakya yubase na dene tamindo lingzo ya yogore.
So the meaning of this is that the female and male bodhisattvas, when they have directly realized of emptiness, then this grasping onto things as real, the sediment in one's mind that is this grasping onto things as real has settled out and has disappeared. And what remains then is the pure water. And within the clarity of that water then, the various reflections that are due to the gathering of causes and conditions can appear. And on the basis of these reflections, then here it's speaking not so much of the coarse, but more of the very subtle things that are to be taken up and rejected. And that refers more to the bodhisattvas on the 10 bhumis. And they still have dualistic appearances and the habitual patterns that generate them. And so this there is still this work for them to do.
Trapa Pakya Tan Jeba Sebe Sena Rangu Ni Chamin Dolin Zoya Kanyam Evare Yina Yang Durza Simjin Je Nam Do Dan Toin Te Yang Sanji Je Yang Dolin Zoyere Nenba Jepa Nenba Tor Zangbo Laman Rao Te Sanji Je Chamin Dolin Te Durza Nama Da Timbali.
When one has achieved awakening or enlightenment, one has eliminated all confusion along with the habitual patterns that generate it. And so actually there's nothing subtle to be taken up or to be discarded anymore. However, for the benefit of sentient beings to be tamed, the disciples, in relation to their conceptualizing mind then, in order to teach them, the Buddha then adopts positive behavior and rejects negative behavior.
Tegini, Tinsing Yeva, Tegini, Yeva, Mabito. That reuse in us. Tinsing somebody reuse in a shiver, Rick Dilla. The name Dotejin to Sujirjana, Rikejere, Rikejere, Hisawa, tene kowa la chowa tsani meba. Chule tepa tsani cheya meba tenda wola neka rekhe di jabre. Sava ne rekhe pa meba re. Ina jejo te rek maase palati ne rekhe se. Kowa la chowa meba, chule tepa tsani cheya meba. Neka pje rekhe ta. Mangi pe rekhe pa nintu ranja tiki je chuitan gebe hini kangla te na ya tele shok dawa tela. Rek mangi pase. Tene nintu je rekin kowa la nijong tang chowa chenpo yoba. Ninji je kawa la nintu je rekin. Tene ranjar je rekin ten kowa la chowa chete rang che kor venpa la gawa. Yindong sepa la magawa ten rao ranjar je rekin. Tekpa chenpo rekin si chete ninji sem di yindong dopa la gawa yoba te tekin je rekin si kere. Take on.
So that concludes the discussion of the second point, suchness cannot be differentiated, or there are no divisions within the Tathagata Gaudiya. And now we come to the third reason, which is that all sentient beings have the potential. So if one would discuss the potential in general from the point of view of this text, then there is what's called often the cut-off potential. Another word for potential in this context is the family. And here it's understood in this text to mean a temporary state. It's not forever that these sentient beings are cut off. And what it means here is that there is no weariness with samsara. One doesn't get fed up with samsara. And there is no faith in the Dharma. There is no interest or confidence in the Dharma. And this means that the text will talk about two kinds of potential. One that is a naturally present potential, and another one that is called the activated potential or the expanding potential. And it means that this potential, this aspect of the potential, has not been activated. So that it's the potential is sort of in a dormant state rather than being activated. So that's one kind, the cut-off family, which is not forever so. And then there is the uncertain family, and that then refers to the Shravaka, Pratyeka Buddha, and the Umbati Mangyepadi Nyanta Ranjan.
Take some Kanta Yam Mangipa.
Oh, that's
right. Kinla to the Kanla Yam Chok 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 Yapa.
Oh, that's right. So, which means it's not certain which one of the three vehicles to which the sentient beings will belong, because it depends upon the conditions, upon what spiritual friend they encounter, what Dharma they encounter, and so forth. So, this then, within this uncertain category, are the three vehicles of the Shravaka, the Pratyeka Buddha, and the Mahayana. So what's the difference then between these three? The Shravakas have a tremendous revulsion for samsara, and and that comes to them quite easily, whereas it's difficult for them to generate compassion. For the Pratyeka Buddhas, the second vehicle, they also have a revulsion towards samsara that is powerful, and they also like to remain by themselves in solitary places, and they're not so interested in helping sentient beings. So that is a description of the second kind. And the third, the Mahayana, well, here the mind of compassion is developed, and one enjoys helping sentient beings.
Tene chetan re tela rangin ne re tang jejo je re ni re rangin ne re te sem jin ne lo le ja ba re de dene sakin de to sun ten ba se ya na sem jin ne lo ying le yin mi te yini semje nelo yimba sena rangin nere gre yingrik yenmi yini yenmi je tsalle sunwe samba nyingje sangjuk so sangjuk je sem samprvacha ne jejur jerek sigre tanda rikhe seje de jejur jerek masepa kowa lang ninjong machi tikin jere samba da nyingje machi pal tela जेजर चेरे मासे पहिं में सेना रखिए लिया करे रंगी नेरे क्या क्या यो मरे
This potential was looked at from two different perspectives, the naturally abiding potential and the activated potential. So the first one, the naturally abiding potential, that is another word for the true nature of mind. And if one tweaks this a bit, if one looks at it from the point of view of Mahamudra, then one could say that the nature of mind is the expanse and awareness inseparable. And this has been the nature of mind primordially. The nature of mind has been nothing other than this. And then from the play or the display of this naturally abiding potential arises bodhicitta and compassion and so forth. Now, before when you were looking, for example, at the cutoff potential, what it means is that this second type of activated potential, which is the play of the naturally abiding potential, that activated potential has not been awakened. And because of that, then, one is not tired of samsara, or the one's compassion, one's desire to develop compassion, or the benefit beings and so forth, the Mahayana potential, it just means it hasn't been activated yet. The first kind of potential, the naturally abiding potential, is never not present. It is never cut off. Whereas the second one can be present or not.
Then rikhe je rikhe, rikhe yomba kapsa tini rikhe le deba rikhe, rikhe mare. Penna khova langi yung chena nyinti je rikhe yomba re. Sampa te nyinji chena tikin je rikhe bare. Ini rikhe le dopa, rikhe le tondo.
When this cut-off potential then has been awakened, at that point then one transcends or goes beyond this cut-off potential, so it's no longer an issue. And when that happens then, one, for example, will develop weariness with samsara and enter into the shravaka path, or one develops loving-kindness and compassion and enters into the Mahayana path. So in this way, one reverses or transcends the cut-off potential.
Bena, sonten ki intabo, sonmiten waji. Sonten ki akos waji.
Sonmiten.
Sonmiten waji. Mo gubja ta gubju kogase waji.
Then there is the example of Angulimala, who belonged to this cut-off family. He had no revulsion towards samsara and no compassion. He had killed 999 people and had made a necklace of their fingers, of all the people that he had killed. And that was, hence his name, means the one with the mala made of fingers. Bone, a particular kind of bone mala. And then he, after killing, his goal was 1,000, and he had, was one away from it. And he met the Buddha, and compassion arose within him, and revulsion for samsara, and he entered into this this potential for the Shravaka path. And in following the oral instructions of the Buddha, he was able to attain a level of arhatship in one life. So if one awakens the potential, then the realization can come quickly. There are a lot of stories about this Angulimala. He's apparently quite a colorful figure. And it seems that he belonged to the Brahmin family. And in the beginning, he had a lot of respect for his teacher and so forth. And then due to negative conditions that arose, things turned around, and he turned into a very negative person. And that can be possible that one being's nature is very good, but when they meet very negative conditions, then they very quickly develop this negative. And since this negative aspect arose from conditions, it can be changed, and when one meets positive conditions, that can be turned around, such as Angulimala, when he met the Buddha, then he met the very positive conditions and attained arhatship. To look at the undetermined or uncertain potential we saw before, it wasn't because of causes and conditions, it wasn't certain which path one would enter into. So from the point of view of the Shravaka's path, they meet a spiritual friend, and the spiritual friend teaches them about the suffering of samsara. And samsara then is presented as a somebody singbuling dang, dulchang dang, somebody.
Matangba kangba.
Matangba. Is presented to be a park of cannibals, a nest of poisonous snakes, or a filthy rundown dwelling. And so, with these kinds of images to work with, it's easy to enter into this path. One enters then into the Pratyeka Buddha family through the presentation of the 12 links of interdependent arising. And so a Pratyeka Buddha is a loner, so he would, or she would go off to their cave and to meditate, and one day they would see a corpse. and or maybe some bones, and they would say, well, where does that come from? Well, that comes from dying. And then they would ask themselves, well, where does dying come from? Well, that comes from birth. And in this way, they move backwards through the whole chain of interdependent arising till they come from the last around to the first, which is ignorance. And when they see that ignorance has no inherent existence, they then attain the level of arhatship. And then when someone of this uncertain potential meets the Mahayana path and they receive oral instructions about loving kindness and compassion, that inspires them and they enter into the Mahayana path.
And Then Rang La Cadin Chambo in Barhikore, Sepa Chicken, the Indozoa, Rang La Cadin Chambo in the Tatilin Jargo and the Sama, Sepa Chicken, the Indozoa. Then Ravote Kangle Chigendo, my in the Higomba. So my in the Higomba, the Malacadin Mangutea, if Jim Zinje, Tambo Malagomba, eh? Same thing in Dala, Cadin Chambo in Pujunse, Madawa. ကျဒါဆာမယမေပါလေမလဆာမယရောပါလေခေါကနာနရောပကပ်စကန်တဲ့တော့ကျေနကန်တဲ့တော့ကတဲ့ချင်းဖို့ဆာမယရောပစေနော်တံဖို့မလကုန်ပါလေဒီနေ့တဲလေကျေနာဖာတာမာတာညိတာသောကံကလကုန်ရောတယ်တင်းတော်ဘုရှေဟုန်တူတာရှင်ပြင်းသံပြေလောဆမ္ပတ်တဲ့ညင်းကြီးကျေလေလာဝအမ်ဆမ္ပတ်တဲ့ညင်းကြီးကျေအောင်မကပ်စောတဲ့တခင်ကြရက်ဆေယော
In order for the Mahayana potential, for those of the Mahayana potential to have that potential awoken, one needs to generate bodhicitta. And this generation of bodhicitta comes from realizing that in order to benefit all sentient beings, one needs to attain the level of Buddhahood. And in order to attain the level of Buddhahood, then what does one need? One needs sincere and totally pure loving kindness. This is a very special kind of loving kindness that desires this great benefit for sentient beings. And then if one looks to see where does this kind of bodhicitta arise from, it arises from a special kind of compassion. And that compassion is based on loving kindness, and the loving kindness is based upon a mind that is full of something that is pleasurable, seeing something that is appealing. And for example, it's thinking about how a mother would look upon a beloved child. And in remembering this, one also thinks, well, I need to repay the kindness of this mother. The mother was so kind to me in many ways, and I need to repay this kindness. And so then one begins to move from here then to meditate upon all sentient beings as one's, to meditate upon the kindness of one's mother. The mother was kind to us in many different ways, from the time that we were in the womb to when we were born. And others have helped us, but not quite in this deep way. And so one meditates first, bringing to mind the concept of one's mother's kindness, and then one meditates upon others, such as one's father and friends, and so forth. So working in this way, it's easy to give rise to loving kindness and compassion.
Dine jumpe minga ngai goni sim chi tsor te laksa namda da yiwong ke samba ni ma chi na dine ngar. Lakpa samba nambar taba.
Jumpe
minga ngai goni sim chi tanda dun rwa. Ngai goni sim chi tsor kare ta ni gya go go rwa. Ni da kare kare laksa namda da yiwong ke samba ni ma chi na dine ngar.
The Jumdre
Tanta Dun Hesoma. Nai gon the same teacher there. Dun le ni yana ten cathedral. Dun jan ni yana ten lion. Ten lion. Ni carriere. Saxon Namda Tang Yvonne Gisamba. Samba Chimbo Mato Yvonne Gisamba so solemn Yavre. Ten Jumdre mena nasi.
All that's all. So, there is then this oral instruction about cause and effect, and it's usually said to be presented in 7 parts, but if one condenses to the perfectly pure, sincere intention and the thought that is filled with pleasure or appreciation, then one has 5.
The same chisel to take what chamberla, Jachin Chupa over temple low, Samon Tawats over temple low, Nile, Jachin Chupa, Juja same chisel.
Jachin Chupa again, Tawa.
Samon Tawa.
Oh, Samon Tawa.
Jachin Chuju, Samon Taju is a Juba near. Jachin Chuju, the Chupa Jachamber here, Tawa do do here. Jachin Chuju, you look so. Juji in the Juba.
There are two traditions, one stemming from Atisha, Joje, and this then emphasizes vast conduct, and there is the view, the philosophy of which is taught in brief, and the second one is the tradition of the profound view. And here the view is explained extensively and conduct is explained briefly. And here this is the second one, is the tradition of Chandrakirti and Shantideva and so forth. And in this tradition they generate bodhicitta through training one's mind in the 4 immeasurables, the immeasurability of compassion, of loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity.
And door dona to king Jerex have a la Samba Ninji Gore, Samba Ninji Gome Mundo Gore.
So, in brief, then, in order to awaken the Mahayana potential, one needs to develop loving kindness and compassion. So, one needs to progressively meditate on loving kindness and compassion for this potential to awaken.
Then, yang dor du te gona simchen tamte devan de par songpa re deva ma to pana min ji dunga mun do pan songpa se na dunga chin so nyin ji sam ne nyin ji gona yang tanda gomso deram de la gomso ya ko yesa de ya zo wo rang la rang ge nyam yong sang go rang devan de par yin do sin jin tam de devan de par che par deva ma tho pa so nyin ji rang dunga mun do pa yin do sin jin tam je dunga de go mun do yin na ya dunga mun bu nyung go do nyin ji sam la nyin ji gomso de ne chum tan da go kang che go mun do ye la wo yo ba Jubayang kang kye go umdo.
In our times, the best way to generate compassion is to think of one's own experience and then realize that all sentient beings are like this, that they all wish for happiness but are not able to attain it, and so one reflects upon that situation with compassion, knowing how it is for oneself in that situation. And secondly, no one wants suffering, and yet all beings experience suffering. And knowing that that is also true for oneself, one also develops compassion for sentient beings based on this. So in this way, one can develop compassion. One doesn't need philosophical tenets or long understandings of lineages. One doesn't need a lineage for it, and one doesn't need long philosophical explanations.
Tene re ngai nam ya te thadi re ki level le dom sek ta che pa yore thadi lo na sa pa yong re re ke re ta mang re yin de re ta ran ja te pa chim pe re ki te ngai san je re ki du se dom sek yore te te len de ba yang yore sa pa yore Rekhe reta mangi re. Rekhe reta mangi re. Rekhe reta mangi re. Rekhe reta mangi re. Tekwa chenpe reki. Nae sanje reki.
So, within the jewel ornament of liberation by Gyanpopa, there is a chapter that deals with the five different potentials. And there is also a verse summarizing them, and it summarizes them the following way. There is the cut-off potential of family, the uncertain one, the Shravaka, Pratyeka Buddha, and Mahayana family. These are the five families of the Buddha. Sanjigirik. So there are three different translations of the Jewel Order of Liberation, so you can read those and find out about the potential or the family.
Like that. So
this has been a brief explanation then of the three reasons why all sentient beings have always the Buddha nature from the fourth Vajra point on the Tathagata Garbha.